This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The jury began deliberations today in the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Closing arguments concluded earlier today. Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodima and former officer Jason Rosenblatt face charges of manslaughter, second-degree assault, and negligent homicide. Duane Lyons is a prosecuting attorney for the state. He asked jurors to consider how much force police used during their violent encounter with McClain.
Sadly, in this case, whenever the defendants had an option to choose to de-escalate or to choose violence, they chose to escalate and to choose violence. They chose to see violence where there was none, and they chose to use violence instead of de-escalating.
The jury is expected back in court at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. A new awareness campaign is looking to cut firearm deaths and injuries by promoting personal responsibility. CPR health reporter John Daly says it's from the Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
The campaign is called Let's Talk Guns, Colorado, and will focus on gun safety and best practices, things like safe storage, how to report a lost or stolen firearm, and how to request an extreme risk protection order. Between 2016 and 2022, there were more than 6,300 firearm deaths among Colorado residents. Nearly three-quarters were intentional self-harm incidents or suicides. Almost a quarter were assaults or homicides. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org. Coming up next, more All Things Considered.